When we welcome this small gathering limited by the laws, but here we are in our beautiful Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes for the first of public masses for the last 2 months. I want to assure you here present and those watching that each day I prayed for the faithful of Eastern Washington, as well as the friends and family I have in California, Texas, Montana, and beyond. During this difficult time, there are restrictions. One is the limitation in music, those that have been posted on our site, as well as a time frame for the homily, which may sit well with most Catholics. However, as the bishop, it's difficult to keep within this roughly 3-minute time. To get to the heart then of this feast, much has been written on the effects that the shelter in place may have on the lives of many Americans. Some are more humorous. The number of people who snack so much over the last 2 months that sweats may be the only article of clothes that they can fit into, to the more reflective, where families have discovered the importance of spending time together and growing in awareness. But there's also much that has been written about the frightening effects that this time may have on the lives again of many people. The job losses, the businesses that have closed, the funerals or weddings or family gatherings that have not been allowed to take place, those who actually have become sick, those who've died, substance abuse in families that are overwhelmed and pressured, those who have struggled as to where God is in all of this. Again, these are difficult times, and so we turn to our faith, which has been nurtured during these last 2 months, God willing, by the grace offered to us. But on this Feast of Pentecost, basic themes of peace and forgiveness, God willing, will strengthen us. A closer reading of our Gospel from John this morning, notice that the primary gift the Holy Spirit bestows on his disciples is peace. Now, prior to these days, so many of us prided ourselves in how productive we were in a given day, as if to say being the busiest person in our circle of friends or family made us the best. And yet we all strive for peace and quiet in our lives, less pressure. But we can't have it both ways. Compulsive, frantic activity is the enemy of peace. What is our notion of peace? It's not the absence of violence, though that is an aspect of it. In the terms of faith, peace is something different. Like all the best things in life, peace is an attitude of mind and a habit born of striving to make good choices. There are those who have great peace in their life, though they carry many responsibilities. And why is that? Very simply, they seek God's will to guide them, and they pray for the grace to follow it. Thus, a simple prayer for us when we leave Mass on Pentecost might be this. As we speak to God in prayer each day, we simply say, "Your will, my peace." Now, that is the peace, the gift that Jesus offered to those apostles. And it is a peace that you and I receive when we turn to the Holy Spirit to guide us, not just in the anxiety of these past 2 months and our fears for the future, but in our lives in general. We seek God's will to give us peace. I often quote from Seneca, the second century philosopher, who offered us an insight into peace that came from his observations of many of his friends. He wrote a book on anger and how to deal with it, and Seneca wrote that his wealthiest friends seemed to be the angriest of all. He came to believe that the reason why they were so angry and agitated was they had an unreasonable expectation about how smoothly their day should go. Those who were rich thought their money would buy an easier life in every way, and when it didn't, they became, again, the angriest of all. Now, if he is right, and you and I want peace and quiet, we have to adjust our expectations of each day and allow for certain things to occur that we really have no control of. Now, that's secular wisdom that holds that the more aware we are of our own frailties and the weaknesses of others, the less conflicts we will have. Because there'll be fewer occasions when we need to ask for forgiveness. And thus, in the gospel for the Feast of Pentecost, forgiveness is the second gift that Jesus gives to his disciples. If you and I want to cultivate peace and quiet in our lives, especially as we move forward after these 2 months, we may have to confront the things we're trying to avoid and deny. These may hinge on painful memories or events of our past. And unless we allow ourselves to be forgiven, especially through the grace that God offers to us, we will never enjoy that strength that comes from knowing that we are in God's hands. Our busyness may avoid and help us to avoid dealing with the realities of life. In fact, one of the tensions that people have experienced these last 2 months is there are many people who get through life by distractions. And when those distractions are removed, such as work or activities of their children or social activities, suddenly they are face to face with very important issues that must be addressed. It is unusual in the Feast of Pentecost, a time of great joy, a time of the birth of church, to gather with so few, with limitations on music and the wearing of masks during communion, and those of you present. And yet does not rob us of the good news of Jesus Christ, that God is with us, that he has promised us the Holy Spirit, and that that Spirit dwells among us. And so as we conclude this time of reflection on the Scriptures, as we continue on in our Mass, on this Feast of Pentecost, let us open our hearts to the gift of peace that comes to us from the Holy Spirit. And in very simple ways, as we face many problems and questions and struggles, let our prayer simply be, "Your will, my peace." Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. It is in renewed trust and confidence we turn to our Father as we seek his will and ask him to hear our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that the wounds inflicted upon our Catholic community might be healed through the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our elected leaders, that more of them might have a greater appreciation for the essential nature of the sacraments and our public worship, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are suffering from illness anxiety, or depression. May they feel the peace of Christ granted to the apostles after the resurrection. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those cities in our nation currently being torn apart by riots and looting, may hatred and violence be replaced with justice and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our beloved dead, remembering especially those throughout the world who have succumbed to the COVID virus, may they be granted eternal light and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those prayers which we bring to Holy Mass and offer now in the quiet of our hearts.
Father, our needs are many, those spoken and those known to you alone. For it is through the grace of the sacraments that we seek your will. We pray then the gift of your Son's peace may strengthen us to follow you, in whose name, Jesus our Lord, we make this prayer. Amen.